Everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
So as we record this episode, this fantastical, orgasmic, some would say. What? I'm trying to relate love to what we're doing here.
Oh, because Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm on board.
Okay. Just a moist day.
Okay. Well, I'm off board. Well,
yep. Then real quick.
I boarded this plane very quickly.
Oh, damn it. I almost had him. You never had him.
Never had him.
Is there anything special that you guys do? Like, do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day, and is there anything that you're doing this year that, you know, that would be considered special or cool? Nope. No. Okay, cool.
I mean, like, it's hard for me, at least because Debbie's birthday is the 15th. So it's like, you got to combine. It's like, you know, Doug celebrating Christmas and his birthday. It's like one of those things where you just kind of suck it up and combine it. And
I don't think that Doug has ever sucked it up.
Yeah, well, I do it to you, so happy birthday, Christmas.
Happy birthday, Christmas.
I think I did that to you on your birthday. I think I separately, like, gifted you, like, two different games.
Yeah.
It's like, happy birthday, Merry Christmas.
No, the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah. Well, either way. No plans here. I got to pick her up. She's actually, she's on vacation right now. She's out of town. She'll be coming back on Valentine's Day, so I guess I'll be picking her up.
Well, that would be today.
Yes, so I'll be right back. I'm going to go pick her up.
I thought it was funny on your stream on Saturday night. She was in your stream talking to you. It was just like, y'all have a phone. I was just like, hey, did the Chewy delivery make it?
Yeah.
Hey, how are the dogs doing? Hey, did you, like, it was like, y'all not talk to each other? She's in your fucking stream.
No, because she was bored, so she was in the stream, yeah. But it was funny, because it was like, I'm sure somebody was like, things you could just yell across the house.
Right. Yeah,
she was out of town.
That's too funny.
Oh,
that's a no from Kev. Nothing going on there. So I've learned over the years, I've learned that Kevin and his wife do not celebrate any holidays.
Because every day with her is a holiday.
Oh, you,
why do we need to celebrate the
holidays? There it goes. There it is.
There you go. You know, like, if we want gifts, we'll fucking order something on Amazon. If we want, you know, we try to find ways to, like, you know, keep it spicy. But I mean, for the most part, I mean, holidays are, I mean, I don't know. Like I told you before, retail ruined me. If you work retail for a certain number of time, holidays are just hopeful days off.
It's a sad way to look at it.
I know.
Kevin,
thank you, retail.
Especially since you don't work retail and you haven't worked retail in forever.
Yeah.
PTSD, man. It just doesn't, retail never leaves you. I find myself even at grocery stores, like, if I grab something, I'll, like, restock things. Like, I'll push the other stock toward the front.
It's like, I go to the back and I go get a new pallet and I wheel it out. Yeah. Restock
the... And then an employee looks at me and they're like, hey, man, what are you doing? They're like, oh, you're just short on this, so I figured I'd just help out a little bit.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Cool. Hey, there's a cleanup on aisle 7. Could you go...
Yeah, let me
also, I can't make my shift tonight, so can I get someone to cover?
That's you're like, yeah, sure.
There's an employee who asks the...
Because you don't work there.
There's a customer who asks the employee something. Kevin interrupts, so like, oh, yeah, I've seen this a million times. If you head right down to aisle 8.
God, I will say this, though. Working at GameStop, or working at the stop for games, or whatever we're calling it.
It's, well, you've already said
you so. Would have customers that would automatically take over sales on you. like there was customers that would hang out and just like start fucking giving their opinion on shit while people just trying to check out. And I've had customers almost get into fights. Like people are just like, man, your damn business. I'm getting what I'm getting. This is wild stuff, man. Retail is a beast.
Yeah, man.
Chair, yeah. You got any plans there?
Oh, me? Moi? I not really. Like it's the one holiday that Ashley and I don't go fucking balls to the wall on. Like we'll do like a card and we'll do like a, you know, a flower, but nothing.
Just one flower.
Just one flower is all you get. That's all you deserve.
By the end of our days, she'll have a full bouquet throughout the years. But we don't go crazy because we go so hard on all the other holidays that we're just like, hey, maybe this one we don't need to maybe we don't need to prove our love to each other with expensive gifts and shit like that one day a year. It's one of those holidays that we, you know, we don't really give a shit about. I mean, we do, but we don't.
Does anyone outside of America celebrate Valentine's Day? Is that just like a fucking Western tradition?
Oh, let's ring up somebody outside of the U.S.
There you go.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi. It's just a quick question. Does anyone celebrate Valentine's in your country?
I don't know how you got this number, but you should fuck right on off.
All right, cool. Kev, don't have an answer.
Okay.
Inconclusive. Well, we tried. Inconclusive.
Inconclusive.
Doug, what about you, Mr. Quiet over there?
No, we don't really do anything either. Hold on, I'm looking it up. Do other countries celebrate Valentine's Day? Let's see. Yes. It is, apparently. Yes, Valentine's Day is celebrated worldwide regardless of its origin. Hmm. What?
So Hallmark got away with it.
Yeah, no, because I'm the same thing, right? Like, that to me is a true greeting card holiday. It's only meant for people to go out and spend more money 2 months after having just spent a fuck ton of money on people. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of bullshit, because if you're like with someone that you love, like, yeah, you should be like celebrating every day with them, right? Like, that's kind of like, even if it's just dumb small things, it doesn't have to be like actually going out and buying chocolates and flowers and shit, but like it's a dumb one. And we may like, because it's Monday night, so we're not gonna do anything Monday night because everyone's gonna be out doing either this last weekend everyone was out doing stuff, or like Monday night everyone's gonna be out doing stuff. So I think we're both off work on the 21st. Mm-hmm. And so I think like my mother-in-law is going to take the kids for the day. And I think we're going to go like have lunch and go, you know, just be like have a date then, you know, like on a day where no one else is doing it and everyone else is at work or whatever. Right. But
yeah.
But I mean, yeah, it's not, I've ordered, like I've done like the ordering flowers or the, oh my God, what are they called? It's like they're like flowers, but it's like pineapples and strawberries.
Edible arrangements.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I've done those and stuff. And like,
you know, it's a good one. Have you ever done? What? Have you ever done Tiff's treats?
I mean, I've had Tiff's treats. I've never done it on Valentine's Day, but I mean,
I do that sometimes, and that's always that because they come and they're all warm.
Yeah, but she's like a teacher, right? So like that stuff would show up at her work, and like she's not going to eat them there, and she's not going to share them with her coworkers because they can get fucked, and she's not going to share them with the kids because they too can get fucked, and like so then they just sit at her work all day, and they're not warm anymore. You know what I mean? Same thing with like flowers and like the edible arrangements. The edible arrangements, she'd have to like find a place to store them, like, and then get them back home. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you can just send them to home. You know, you got to be at school.
I would on like if Valentine's Day like fell on like a weekend or something.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's true.
Cause I don't get home till 7 and she doesn't get home till most days like close to 5. So again, it's one of those they'd be delivered and sit on the porch for however long.
Well, I guess don't do anything then.
I mean, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
No, just a couple of years ago, like around the time that the kids were when she would have to like, if she'd come home from work and she had to go pick up a kid or whatever, and she had those things in her car, she was like, it's such a pain in the ass. So she's like, just kind of like, you don't have to worry about it. Just don't, you don't send anything, because it's just more of a hassle than it's worth at this point with the having to try to get kids and them like in the car and inside. So, yeah, but again, it's a dumb holiday. It's a dumb holiday.
It is. I've seen people like purchase thousands of dollars worth of jewelry, and I'm just like, for what? Like, if someone is expecting that on Valentine's Day, I just don't think that I could be with that person. Not to say that somebody isn't like worth that stuff, but if you're expecting it and you're upset that you don't get that kind of stuff, like that's kind of a, I don't know, man. I feel like it's just kind of like a selfish kind of thing to want out of somebody, you know, just be like one day a year. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
The real couple celebrated afterwards when the candy goes on discount the next day.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Debbie and I would go to like Hy-Vee and just hit the section up, grab a bunch of like the Reese's like peanut butter chocolate hearts and everything, man.
I absolutely will thank Valentine's Day for giving me candied hearts. Oh, mm-hmm. God, I love those things.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
The ones with the message on them. Mm-hmm. Dude, I fucking love those.
It's like, I'm watching. Call
I'm
me.
Watching.
Unblock me, you coward.
I'm outside your window.
Yeah.
Dude, they need to. That would be so fucking funny. I wish they made those with almost like threatening messages on them. That'd they got awesome. Like, yeah, the romantic ones, like, you know, call me or text me or whatever the fuck you say now. Yeah. And now they have ones that are like,
unblock me.
Yeah, your hair smells nice. Yeah.
I can see your window.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you open your blinds a little more, please?
This restraining order sucks.
Or you can have like the random pickup lines of the internet edition, you know, like just what size feet, BB?
Shit like that. ASL.
What's your OnlyFans?
Yeah. OF? Question mark.
Got a Snapchat?
Let me slide into those DMs.
No. Hey, you up? That's all the new ones.
Netflix and chill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Those would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we figured it out. All we need to do is know how to make them now.
Can we 3D print candy? It won't taste great, but
my God, it'll take 30 minutes each piece.
Oh, yeah,
totally worth it though.
We'll be a boutique candy store then, right? Is that what we call it when we take our time making stuff?
We'll just make extra big. We'll make extra big ones and put the messages on them, and then sell them at like $20 a pop.
There we go. There's our business there.
Yes.
And we'll announce to everybody, so someone's going to steal it, get to it before someone who actually already has a 3D printer. We need to stop doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hollywood's stolen our ideas, food companies now. I mean, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Speaking of Hollywood stealing our ideas, I guess we could talk about this on Wednesday, but you guys see the trailer for Jurassic World Dominion?
Yep. And can I just say that the second movie completely changed my whole perspective of those three idiots. And I watched that trailer, and instead of being charmed by Chris, Chris Caraba, what's his name?
Chris Pratt.
Mario.
I was very angry at him because I was just like, oh my God, you guys just reminded me that you're running from these. You're trying to deal with the issues, and you're the ones who fucking let it happen.
Yep. Right. Yep. This is 100% your fault. And so I've seen a couple of TikToks and stuff that are like I want to tell us, like, I love like when legacy characters come back in the series and stuff, and they always have like these fun moments of like kind of nods to like where they come from and where the series comes from, all that stuff. And like, I just, like, I like, it's okay when their purpose serves the story. It's okay if sometimes if they die like in a heroic moment. But I swear to Christ, if any of these three die to save this motherfucker, yep. I'm like, and 100% true. If Malcolm, Alan, or Ellie die because to save fucking whatever Chris Pratt's Owen or whatever his fucking name is, mm-hmm. like. I will absolutely, like, I love the Jurassic Park franchise. Like, I even how shitty the newer ones kind of are, I still love them. I will. It's fun. They're dinosaur movies. It's great. Yep. But if any of those three die because to save this motherfucker, I'm out. I'm a whole series dead. Doesn't matter anymore. I that's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. This is two movies in a row where Chris Pratt has got his crew into some shit. And like, we wouldn't have had Endgame had it not been for Chris Pratt. We wouldn't have had fucking, you know, here we are in Jurassic World where everything's fucked up because of Chris Pratt. He fucking up. Garfield, we're going to have problems with Garfield because Chris Pratt fucked up. See, that's how it goes.
Garfield.
Yeah, he got cast as
he's voicing lead. Garfield as well. He's voicing like every cartoon now. He's doing Garfield, Mario, fucking Batman next.
He's playing me. In my mm-hmm. life story,
Jared's biopic. Yep,
this is gonna go back to how I learned on Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
What? Well, don't take that as
said.
A...
I said yeah, and then it clicked. I said yeah before it even clicked. Oh man.
Oh, don't hit Andy.
Let's end this because I gotta go do some soul searching now. Oh God. Well, that's your Manic Monday. Tomorrow we got Top 5 Tuesday. We're actually gonna be talking about what the top 5 things we would do if we hit the like Powerball lottery and came into hundreds of millions of dollars or even $1 million. No, it's gotta be hundreds of millions, whatever. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
Kevin. Yeah,